Hello and welcome to Shield Up, your Patreon-exclusive podcast from RKG. My name is Gavin Murphy and today I'm joined by Roy Powers.
Heyo!
And Daniel Cooper.
Hello.
In our respective homes.
It's a Zoomer. It's a Zoomy boy.
It's a Zoomer. We're Zoomers. We're big Zoom boys now.
I don't know what... You know when people say like what they are, like in terms of generational, I actually don't... Am I a millennial? I actually don't know. What are we? Are we all the same thing?
I think we're all millennials. Yeah.
When were you born?
1986.
1986.
We're all human, Daniel. That's what matters. We're all human.
Well, Oxford Living Dictionaries describes a millennial as a person born between the early 1980s and the late 1990s.
So that covers us. All of us.
All of us. Yeah. We're all wrapped up.
All in our early 80s to late 90s.
So yeah, that's the... Is the fact.
What's Gen Z then? Is that 2000 onward?
That's before, is it?
That's before us, yeah. Gen Z is before. Or Gen X
what?
Is before.
No,
Gen X. Yeah. Gen X.
Yeah, so it goes Generation X. So it goes the Lost Generation, the Greatest Generation. Fuck, they got in, didn't they?
yeah, shit. They really claimed that.
So
early.
Lost Generation, is that the war? 1880. Yeah, 1883 to 1900. Yeah. Greatest Generation, yeah, 1901 to 1927. The Silent Generation, 1928 to 1945.
That's a shitty one. You don't want to be that.
If I'd lived through like World War II, right?
Yeah.
And I defeated the Nazis. And
then you never hear end of it from you. Oh, if I personally defeated the Nazis.
Yeah. You'd be like, can't wait to find out what my generation's going to be called. Greatest generation before. But they were like, they were bad, but they weren't fucking like this. They weren't Nazis like this.
The greatest generation, they're the one that defeated the Germans the first time and let another war happen just a few years later.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Did you learn anything?
Greatest generation, my ass. Yeah. But yeah, maybe that's what the silent
don't finish. Don't
like.
Say
I'm
finish.
Not saying a word. I'm not saying a word.
I will say if you say stuff like "finish the job," you sound more like a Nazi.
Maybe it's silent generation. It's like it should be the "I told you so" generation.
Sounds like when you're a kid, the seen but not heard generation.
Yeah, silent generation, 1928 to 1945. Baby boomers then, 1946 to 1964.
Yeah.
Generation X, 1965 to 1980. Millennials, 1981 to 1996. And then Gen Z, 97 to 2012. And then this, who named this one? Generation Alpha, 2010.
Oh, starting from the beginning,
I guess. That's not.
Well, Omega's last. Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you call them now, though? They got to have another. The apologizers.
Yeah.
We should apologize. Done something wrong. I should just say.
I think
the talkers.
Baby boomers has to be the shittest one. Imagine your whole generation just being named after the time your parents had sex. Like that's not.
Yeah, I don't mind that though. They're basically the shaggers.
The baby boomers. It sounds like
your parents were the shaggers.
Children's hospitals.
Parents were the shaggers. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thing is, by definition, point, parents actually, yeah. are always shaggers.
That's a good point. True. That's a really good point.
Were they the silent generation then because they just didn't stop shagging?
Silent shaggers.
So they were like, what have they been up to? I don't know. They don't come out of the house.
That's, hey, we're due that generation. Can we be the shaggers? Can we
be shaggers?
We're the wankers.
The wankers.
The wankers. Generation Alpha, early 2010s to mid 2020s.
Alpha.
I haven't heard that.
I don't like that.
Used. No,
I don't like that. It's just on the Wikipedia page. So there we go.
That's good. Now we know.
Welcome, fellow millennials. You want a nice one to start? It says, hey boys, just want to send a quick thank you note. I went through an unpleasant medical procedure, but fortunately I had my phone with me, so I threw on an episode of RKG's Demon Souls to distract me. Mm. It worked wonderfully, and watching Papa Finchy navigate Shitshow City made everything a lot easier to manage. Cheers on making content that's such a guaranteed mood lift, Nolan. Oh, that's nice.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Well, I hope you're recovering well.
But I was reading that.
What procedure can
he
you
had
have
his
done?
Phone on me. Yeah, what did he have his phone on him while it was happening? Yeah.
Hopefully it was a colostomy. And then someone else is navigating Shitshow City.
Yeah. Or, like that, yeah, because I was like, Is it like the bit in Hannibal?
It's like a local, yeah.
Hannibal eats his brain. Eats Ray Liotta's brain.
Because that's
the thing. Oh,
Was this Nolan, did you say?
It was a guy called Nolan, yeah.
That's brave, because like the person who did the procedure, what if they just thought this was hilarious and they're like laughing?
Yeah.
And like, let's face it, he would. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's true.
That's a great series.
If he's a human, then yeah, that's fine. I hope you are recovering well. We got a couple of questions today that are just nice questions for you guys, really, about watching, drinking, and reading things, right?
I love it.
This is for Powers says, has Rory seen any of the anime Vinland Saga? And if he has he recommended it to Gav due to the overwhelming mentions of Wales? Love you guys. By the way, you can read this out or not. I'm reading it. But I had invited you to my wedding in August in Scotland. We're from America. But you guys were in Florida at the time, which is where we live. Anyways, your message was amazing. I saw it immediately after getting married, and it put my day over the top. You guys are the best, and if I ever meet you, I'm buying a round of Guinness. Ah, thank you. Yeah, we did a little message for your wedding, so glad that you enjoyed that.
Yeah, it's a shame we couldn't come, but yeah, we were literally in Florida at the time.
Yeah, where they're from. Yeah. Imagine, like, that sounds like something we've made up as well. Be like, where do you go? We're in Florida right now,
You get married in Scotland? Oh.
For a different, we're there for a different Scotland wedding. Yeah, sorry, guys. Oh.
Yeah. Powers, have you seen any Vinland Saga? I think we've talked about this before.
I've heard of it, and it looks cool, but I've never seen it before. I believe it's on Netflix. I don't know if it's a Netflix anime.
I think it was on, I think it was on Prime ages, and then I think it is on Netflix now, I think.
No, I know a few people that have seen it, and they say it's really good before. But I assure you, Gavin, if I had watched a fantastic Welsh anime, it would be the first on my list of recommendations.
So it's basically, I think, Vinland Saga is initially set most in 1013 AD England, which has been mostly conquered by the Danish king Svein Forkbeard. Yes, please. As King Svein nears death, his sons, Prince Harald and Prince Canute, are arguing over his succession. The story draws elements from historical accounts of the period, such as the Flateljobok, the Saga of the Greenlanders, and the Saga of Eric the Red. And a Welsh guy called... Askelad, who's a descendant of Artorius, is there from Wales, sorting things out.
I would love it if I had seen this anime before and I came in the next day and I was like, Gav, I've got this amazing anime recommendation for you. It's called Kawaii High School Heartthrob. It's set in Osaka and it's kind of a love romance. I think you'd really, really love it.
Yeah,
it's like, that's the one I would recommend over this completely Welsh.
Welsh, you be watching. I've been watching this one about Wales and Wales mythology. Do you think I like that? Nah,
you won't be into it. Well, you won't be into it.
Do you see everyone yesterday going like wild about the fact Netflix is like adapting One Piece?
Oh yeah, I saw they posted like a picture about it.
Yeah, because they just announced production and when it's coming next year. It's just like. One Piece, the only thing I know about is like pirates, and it famously has over 1,000 episodes.
Ongoing.
Netflix barely do one season these days, so it's like... you're going to get 10 episodes.
I thought that was wild too, because there's so many amazing, complete, and like rounded off animes that are all done, all perfect stories from start to finish. Mm. I'm not dissing One Piece, but a bit weird to take on a story that is literally not over yet. I guess it's a big IP and, I don't know, an interesting show. Yeah.
Good luck to them. We'll do 10 of them.
That's what I say.
One season. Yeah, done.
Is One Piece one of those animes as well that like just throws in a film now and again as part of it?
Oh, there's films.
Because I feel like quite a lot of those, that happens quite a lot, isn't it?
What year do you think One Piece started?
Inconsequential films.
I'm going to look
at it. Like early 90s, maybe?
Oh, that's a good question.
Do you want to guess how many episodes there are?
1,036.
I think there's 1,230.
Oh,
Gav is only what were you? I think 13 out. It's 1,049.
Yo,
fantastic!
It started. Oh man, we're fucking old.
What do I win? I don't have to watch them, do I?
you're doing a big rewatch podcast of every single episode by yourself.
I bet there is a One Piece. I bet there's a fucking One Piece.
It started in October 20th, 1999.
Wow.
I always love it when I'm talking to people who have watched a lot of One Piece and they're like, it's actually pretty good. It's like, yeah, I fucking hope so. There's 1,000 episodes. I hope it's not shit.
It's one of those ones, though. I bet it's got like peaks and drops. But when you've got 1,036, like the drops could be like 300 episodes.
Yeah. You'll ride that out.
You're in the numbers for 5 years. At that point. Monkeys on typewriter, like you're gonna get a few good seasons out.
Like, it's been going for 24 years. He had low points that coincided with my marriage.
It's like, lads, you've really got to power through the Atlantic saga, which is 392 episodes. But once you get through that, it's all brilliant. Like, it's all really, really good.
A show that has been consistently brilliant though is Coronation Street. How many episodes of that do you think there are?
We
did this a long ago, didn't we?
I think we did. I mean, it's got
One Piece. So come back to us when it's got this many episodes, I tell you.
Yeah, it's got. Well, if One Piece started in 1999,
it started in 1960.
Oh my god! So it's got to be like 10,000 episodes.
It is 10,863.
Holy shit!
But there's a little thing on Wikipedia that says needs updating, but it probably needs updating every day, doesn't it? Like, they're shooting fucking Dolby Digital now.
That's class.
Jesus.
But weirdly, I don't know what was happening at the gym this morning, but my gym had like, I don't know if it, because Happy Valley is obviously massive, and that's got Sarah Lancashire, who was on Coronation Street for ages.
Raquel?
I don't know if they're showing like, I don't know if they're showing like classic episodes with her, but like, I was in the gym for like 90 minutes today, and Sarah Lancashire was just in Coronation Street on telly the entire time. So I don't know if they're showing like classic episodes in the day or something.
That's at the gym?
We've lost the license to Jurassic Park now, so... That's I know. Like, at the gym I had... Like, you have two in the middle that are infomercials, for one for HelloFresh and one for something else all day, every day. And one of them is like ITV2 or something. And the other one is always got... It's Channel 4, so I think it's always one of the Channel 4. So it's either always got Frasier or The Simpsons on it.
That's a good mix, to be fair.
But it's had like a... For the last 2 weeks, it's had a... like a error sign in the middle of the telly, and no one has fixed it. So, not that I'm watching telly in the gym, to be fair, but you'd think someone would have gone like, come
that's
on.
What, I can't imagine this, that they're not rewatchable. I don't know. I saw a headline the other day that Brookside was coming back, and it's not. Basically, there's a new channel that's bought all the episodes and just showing them. But I got into this like little Wikipedia hole of reading plot lines from Brookside. And do you know what Brookside is, Bowers?
No.
It was a soap that launched with Channel 4 when Channel 4 launched in the 80s. And initially it was like a different kind of soap. It was going to be tackling more like realistic social issues. And it was very popular in the 80s,
a bit more
hard-hitting. And then in the 90s to like, it got kind of embroiled in ratings war. It like started having more and more spectacular storylines. So a famous one is... it's like his abusive dad that they murdered and then they buried him under the patio.
Jesus. Like
Fred and Rose West style, yeah.
Fred and Rose West style. They had an incest storyline. But then I realized, like I was reading all through the 90s, it started getting wilder and wilder. There was one where there was a virus outbreak and Brookside was closed down. The whole country shut it down. And like for like weeks, they were all in quarantine because there was this deadly virus.
Yeah. Sounds great. I'd watch that over Coronation Street.
Mate, there's serial killers in Coronation Street now.
Well, that's pretty
cool. Is it?
Loads of wild stuff.
I think there's only...
You're like, they're trying to find the One Piece now. It's been going on for too long.
Found all the Dragon Balls.
Crossover.
That's the thing.
The Corey One Piece crossover.
Well, if you go into Gail Platt's living room, she's got the one true ring, all the Dragon Balls.
All the Dragon Balls, yeah. If you get one, you can wish for the other. It's pretty easy.
So there's currently only 24 episodes of the Vinland Saga, but a new series has just started, actually, January 10th, 2023. So that's ongoing currently.
Okay.
So if you want to get into it, that sounds like a good one to get. It looks cool, to be fair. And because it's based on history, in a way, like, it looks pretty badass, man.
I've been...
It's quite a lot based on, like, Norse sagas, isn't it? That's
what it looks like.
I've been watching this Chainsaw Man anime that everyone's been obsessed with.
Yeah, everyone's gone on about
recently.
That.
I'm not entirely sold on it yet, but it's okay.
Is he a man with a chainsaw, or is he actually a chainsaw man?
It's,
or does he make chainsaws?
It's so, it's like the most anime thing in the world. It's kind of like, it's kind of embarrassingly anime. He's a man. Yeah,
that's the thing. It's like, if someone's asking me like, oh, what are you watching? Chainsaw Man. Are you?
All
right.
I love anime and I love all the tropes of it. But when you've seen enough of them, when all of a sudden it's like a guy who, his only job is hunting devils. And then one day he gets bitten by a devil and becomes a devil. It's like, all right, well, I've seen like six other shows like this. Yeah. But basically, he has a cord on his chest and he pulls it. Yeah. And chainsaws, he has a chainsaw arms and a chainsaw head.
Yeah, well, I'll do it. Well, that's the thing. Yeah, like, I just Googled it. Is a chainsaw for a head.
Yeah.
For a head?
Dude, yeah, it's mad looking. It's mad looking.
How does he smell? Awful. on December 29th, this is the funniest thing I've read on the Chainsaw Man Wikipedia page. On December 29th, 2022, and knowing what you've all just told me, this is I want to fucking go to watch this. It was announced that the series will receive a stage play adaptation and will run in Tokyo, Kyoto from September to October 2023.
I was really hoping you were going to say the West End.
Ballet.
Soho. <Yeah. laughs> Chainsaw Man, right next to Wicked.
I mean, I'm up for seeing that.
That would be
it says comedy horror, so it doesn't take itself too seriously. Well,
no, it's a silly show.
I like it. I'm into it. It looks good, man. But yeah, I've not watched Vinland Saga, but that sounds like something I want to watch, actually.
Maybe I'll do a little recon for you and then see if I
see how much. Yeah, watch three episodes, then I want a percentage, like running time, of how much that Welsh guy is on screen.
Right, yeah.
And how much Welsh stuff does he talk about? Does he mention Gareth Bale at all or anything like that? Like, that's what I want, a full rundown, and then I'll watch it. 'Cause it's like, there's a lot of stuff to watch, man.
If I just paid Welsh voice actors on Fiverr to redub over Death Note the anime, would you watch it?
Isn't Death Note not meant to be very good, though?
It's one of the best animes ever made.
It's not like really acclaimed. The original, not the
not the Netflix live action.
Okay,
one,
right, yeah. Okay, right, yeah. Because I've watched a Death Note anime film as well, which I also think people dislike.
I didn't even know there was an anime film.
Yeah.
Really?
Death Note film.
If there was, it must have been pretty inconsequential, because the story's pretty tightly wrapped in the series.
The story's tightly wrapped in the 900 episodes.
Sorry, it wasn't an anime film. It's a Japanese live action.
Is that the Netflix one with Willem Dafoe?
No, this is a Japanese one in 2006. Right. So that's the one I've watched. Because I remember getting that on the Love Film and sent that back. That was pretty shocking.
I love film.
We interviewed the guy who did Netflix version of Death Note.
Wasn't it a thingy?
It's Lakeith Stanfield's in as well. I really wanted to. Silent love Wingard, him. He's right, amazing. Yeah, Silent Wingard. Yeah. That's what we interviewed. Yeah.
Yeah, he was lovely.
Wingy.
Shea Wingers. Wiggum as Detective James Turner. He's brilliant. Lakeith Stanfield as L. And a guy called Nat Wolff as Light Turner / Kira. Oh, that guy.
That guy.
Oh, Kira. That guy.
No, he was in that fucking. I saw he was in that TV show, The Stand. He was in The Stand. He was wild in that. There we go. Good stuff. Daniel, this is a question for you. And okay. I've put it in because it's very relevant. I know Daniel's a big Stephen King fan, and I was wondering if he's read the Dark Tower series. If so, what are his thoughts? Love you all. Hope you guys have an amazing year.
Bloody hell. That's a funny email to get, isn't it? Considering what I said to you at the beginning of this year, I sent Gav a text saying, I'm doing it this year. I'm
going to
read all the Dark Tower. I've never read it. I've read the first novel, which is called Gunslinger, which is quite a slight volume compared to all the others. It's about, I don't know how, the whole thing's like 4,500 pages.
Right.
So I reckon it'll probably take me about, I reckon I can do it about 3 or 4 months.
In one book? One book is that big?
Seven books.
Okay. Yeah. I was like, it's a saga.
He wrote it over like 20, 30 years. But yeah, I'm going to do it. So I've not read it. I've read the first one, which didn't really make much of an impression because I never continued going. I've read some people say that the first book you can actually read as the third book. as like a weird like flashback prologue, and it's better to start with the second book. But yeah, I'm going to start and then I'm going to do it. First off, I'm going to read. I'm reading all the George Smiley novels. There's nine of them.
That's a good one.
I've got. Yeah. I've got. I'm on. Got here. Call for the Dead, which
Call
is the
for
first.
The dead.
This is what you want from a spy. Do you want to know how George Smiley is introduced in this novel?
Yes,
just come think about like until great British spies like James Bond. He's always shagging, always drinking. George Smiley, breathtakingly ordinary. That's what I want from my spy.
I think we can relate to that.
I like the bit when he eats a Tribor Extra Strong mint in his socks.
I love the idea, Krups, of you saying, you know, yes, sometimes it's people suggest you can kind of read ahead and then go back and it's like, you know, puts things chronological. And, you know, I do that with one of my favorite collection of books, the Choose Your Own Adventure Goosebumps series, where sometimes you can actually read ahead get a little bit of information and then go back and kind of choose your own path.
It's like the Hungry Caterpillar.
Sometimes it's interesting to find out if he gets full and then figure out where he came from. You know?
he can go back into the chrysalis the other way. And he comes out, he's famished.
Does he become a butterfly in the end? No spoilers or anything, but... I don't remember.
You know what? After this, I think it's only 10 pages.
Let's do a let's read.
Oh, absolutely. In a similar vein, I'm in a underground Jurassic Park Discord, and someone posted up it's fucking 5 gigs. It's 5 gigs, and it's how long is it? Hang on, let's have a look.
Five gigs of audio.
No. It's a film.
All right.
So it's 5 gigs, and it's I think it's 5 hours long. No, it's not 5 hours long. 3 hours and 17 minutes long. It's a fan edit. It's called Jurassic Park Chaos Island VHS edition. And it's a fan edit of Jurassic Park 2, The Lost World, and Jurassic Park 3. And the guy I was speaking to said, I was thinking about the fan theory that each story takes place on different sides of the island, then thought maybe if they took place at the same time, and it snowballed from there. So he's done a fan edit of both films as if like the plots are running concurrently.
Like Dunkirk.
Yeah. He said, not my first fan edit, as I did one for Jurassic Park 3 years back, where I tried to completely remodel the structure of the film because so many scenes look similar. So big into
I kind of like this.
I'm into this.
This is actually, this non-linear thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
begin with the butterfly.
Yeah. Throw it back to the caterpillar.
So what they're saying, that you can read The Dark Tower, The Gunslinger as the third novel, and then The Dark Tower 2, Drawing of the Three.
I think that has a more one. Like exciting end point for the series. And then if you go back, you find out a little bit more about Roland. But it sounds epic. Do you know what The Dark Tower is, Powers?
No.
It's like Stephen King's big dark fantasy saga. And it's kind of exists in the gaps of his other novels. So it takes place in a different reality, but like lots of characters and things from more mainline Stephen King novels turn up in the Dark Tower.
So eventually,
when they get to the Dark Tower, there is kind of some version of Pennywise there. Whoa. So a lot of things in his novels appear in this other reality. So it's like this big, great work of like metafiction.
Yeah. Wow, that's cool. That's a really cool idea.
Yeah. And then, actually, also just before we came on this podcast, I saw this like tweet going viral of someone like slagging off Stephen King, going, "I just don't get on with Stephen King because he's not campy," and like people were just replying, going, "He's literally wrote a novel where a dude wants to fuck his own car," and it's like, and the car is a murdering
car. That's
a very
camp film, yeah.
And it's like,
yeah,
what are you on about?
That's such a weird problem to have.
I know. People take a very limited sample size and go, I know what that person's entire body of work. He's written like 45 novels. I don't think you know.
You know, what's weird is that we were just talking about Death Note and The Dark Tower. Both of those adaptations, the most recent adaptations people aren't really into, the Dark Tower 2017 film and the Death Note film came out in 2017.
Really?
Both of them came out the same year.
I never saw that 2017 film because it was just slated. But also, if you read that, apparently it's a sequel to the novel series.
Oh.
It's like a weird thing. It kind of takes place kind of... I was reading about it the other day because obviously Flanners is adapting The Dark Tower now, and it's one of the reasons I want to read it first. But that film that came out in 2017 is a weird, like, almost like a postscript, but also if it did well could be a launch pad for a bigger adaptation. It just seems like one of the most misjudged recent projects. It's an odd film.
It's funny when you talk about it being like, you know, throwing in characters from other books and IPs and mashing them all together, because all I can think of now is Ready Player One, because they also do go to the Shining world in Ready Player One. So it's like, that's literally all I can think of.
Bring it all in.
Yeah.
And Donkey Kong's in it. And Tracy. Exactly.
It's a really interesting one. Because obviously, like, reading them, like as you said, 4,000 pages between seven novels and a short story. It's quite an it's quite an undertaking. Like to go on it, to read all those is quite big. So anybody that I know that is into The Dark Tower absolutely loves it.
Yeah. You don't get to the end and go, bollocks in it.
Yeah, man, you'd be like, oh, I didn't really enjoy that. But I guess like maybe that's if you make a adaptation of it that is kind of doing something, it's doing its own thing, maybe people wouldn't be into it. But I mean, it's got a wild cast, doesn't it? Like McConaughey, Idris Elba.
Damn.
Like, but directed by Nikolai Arcel.
Mm, exactly.
Oh, he did the original Girl with a Dragon Tattoo. Good luck. Yeah, now Mike Flanagan's adapted into a TV show.
Yeah, with all the money in the world from Mr. Bezos. Because he saw that Lord of the Rings show. He's like, that's what I need. I need a bit of that. Who does your own makeup?
That's quite cool. Do you think like Flanagan's like, oh, can I work some of my characters from my work? No, just King.
Yeah, the one from Doctor Sleeping, mate, get him in. The one from Gerald's Game. Get Gerald in
The Dark Tower.
He's letting him down softly. He's like, you know what, why don't you, you bring some of your characters, get them all done, and yeah, if we have time, we'll probably stick them in. No, we're a bit slammed today,
probably
actually.
Stick them in.
Yeah, you can try.
We got time next Thursday. We'll pencil in some time next Thursday. And as long as things don't run over, things are running over quite a lot, though.
The one he gets in, Stephen King's like, yeah, but it turns out it's actually Pennywise.
Or he's just like, oh yes, you've got a little clown of a character, that's really good actually, just have a look at it, because if we just drew him like that, then that looks like Pennywise a bit, Steve.
We put red nose on him and this wig, and yeah, no, actually, yeah, he does look good,
Mike. That's actually a really good point. Should we just say it's Pennywise?
Stephen King, master of horror. I'd commonly be known as the master of horror. Hello, hiya, you're right.
Powers, have you ever tried Tenzing? It's an energy drink made from 100% natural ingredients and carbon neutral, so it won't turn you into a slug from the inside out and keep your conscience squeaky clean whilst you're at it. Highly recommended. You tried this? I feel like I see this all the time.
No, I've never even heard of this before. What is this?
Tenzing.
Is it named after the Sherpa? It is. Because if you wanted an energy drink, he's the guy who climbed Everest first, arguably.
It's named after Tenzing Norgay.
Yeah.
Like, what? Because it's got fucking mountains on the top, on the front of it.
I've never.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Is this in America? Have you seen this, Gav?
I have, yeah. If you look at the can, you definitely would have recognized it. It looks like booze. So that's why I'm drawn to it a lot. It's owned by Huib van Bokkel, founder of Tenzing, the healthy energy drink. Recently, that's fine. Yeah.
Does his family get any money? I probably know the answer to that.
Oh, that's an energy drink? I've seen this.
Yeah. I thought it was booze.
I thought it was like just like a carbonated fizzy, like soda something.
I thought it was like a carbonated kind of sugary drink.
It peps you up. I don't know. I've had it before at the end of a organized
climb.
10K. No, at the end of an organized 10K. I think they were like one of the sponsors of it. Tell you what, though, if we wanted to get in on the ground floor for something, it's only got 28,000 followers on Instagram.
Well, we say we want to be Tenzing boys.
Some spawn con.
I do love, like, obviously, I know what, I like that it's like strap line, this branding is like purely from plants. It's like, you can get mad stuff from plants. You can get loads of weird stuff comes from plants.
Most of the good drugs come from plants.
Yeah, most drugs, yeah.
Do you know, I meant to say this before, actually. So, you know, when we're in Finland and we got obsessed with that long drink.
Yeah.
So there's two long drinks, right? There's the Finnish original long drink, and then there's a long drink that is owned by a bunch of celebrities.
Oh, I remember you telling me about this.
Finnish celebrities were just...
No. So one of them is fucking, what's his chops from the new Top Gun?
Like, well, Miles Teller?
His name. Miles Teller. So Miles Teller's one of the owners. One of the other owners... So, and like, their stuff on Instagram is pretty funny. Like, they market it really well, I think. But I think, they've got a bunch of celebrity owners. One of the celebrity owners was Ken Block, the driver and YouTuber who died just before Christmas.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Because they put out a big thing that said, like, heartbroken at the tragic passing of long drink co-owner Ken Block. He was an absolute king of his craft who entertained and inspired millions. Oh. Isn't that sad?
Are they doing it, are they creating and selling their own long drink in, like, a good way that complements the original long drink? Or is it, like, kind of, hey, we're going to steal your thing and do it over here?
Yeah. I think they've stolen it.
What do they call it? Sorry. I mean,
they just call it the Finnish long drink.
Oh, right.
And thing call it. Because they do one that's, like, sugar-free.
Ooh, like a seltzery kind of.
Yeah.
Oh right, yeah. I'm looking at it now.
Yeah.
Legend of 1952.
Yeah. Because that's a weird thing, isn't it? Because that is a very, because when we were there, they were really proud of it, weren't they? And they were like, "We invented it."
Yeah.
For the Olympics. Like, that was one of their main things that they invented for it.
So it's just like, it's a grey area between, like, what is a cocktail that other people can adopt and what is, like, a Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a patentable drink.
Because this is funny, right? Because it says, like, history. So this is on the Miles Teller long drink site, right? So it says, long drinks are the top-selling category of alcohol in Finland, a legendary taste that is now available in America. The roots of long drinks go back to the 1952 Summer Games in Finland, when a country of only 4 million people was still recovering from World War II. Concerned with how to serve drinks quickly enough to all the visitors, the government commissioned the creation of a revolutionary new liquor drink, and so the first long drinks were born. Then, I feel like they've skipped a few steps, because it says, now this legendary taste has finally been brought to America by the next generation of Finns who want the world to experience a refreshing and unique long drink. Only a few weeks after the Finnish long drink was launched in the US, Miles Teller happened to be in New York City for the weekend, hanging out in his old neighborhood. He stopped by a local store where there was a long drink tasting event conducted by the Finnish founders.
It sounds like it was an investor.
Yeah. That's not.
It is a story. Don't get me wrong, but I feel like it's not the whole story.
Can you imagine having enough money where you can just go to, like, an event and go, you know what? I'm going to invest. I'm going to throw a wad.
If you're an actor,
drop the original. Just I don't wrong think, drink.
Can you be considered a successful and prominent actor now if you don't have your own booze brand? I would say no.
Guys, we got to get on this shit. I'm telling you. We got to get our own booze.
T brand.
RK Jean.
Mate, we should struggle to put t-shirts out.
What's a cocktail we can make that has all of the ingredients with the
rum
initials?
Rum and Coke.
Coke Gin. Rum.
No. Kraken Rum. Cola Gin.
No, you want something that people want to drink and drink a lot of, not drink one and be twatted.
What about rum?
And then they're done for the night.
Rum, Coke, and juice with a J. With a G.
I don't like rum. Why are we on rum?
I don't know.
Rum,
I just locked on to that with the R.
I don't really like rum. Okay, how about this? We get the Tenzing deal.
Okay.
And then we get the long drink deal. Put them together. There we go. Original Tenzing. Get me up Everest, boys.
A long time.
All right. All right, let's have a Mingo No Fair Play then. I woke up today, I looked in the mirror, and I realised my haircut looked exactly like Papa Finchie's. Mingo No Fair Play.
That's pretty impressive if it does.
He's got great hair.
Hmm. Yeah.
He's got really good hair.
Thick.
Yeah. That's absolutely fair play.
Thick head of hair.
I wish I had the balls.
If that was the colour, slightly worrying, I guess, but...
Yeah.
There's a lot you can do with that amount of hair as well. You can, you know, tie it back, you can puff it out, you can cut
shape it, contour it, feather it.
Exactly. There's a world of opportunities, my friend.
I did feel like that, like when I was watching the third episode of The Last of Us, because there's a character in that with really lovely long hair. And I said to Clara, I was like, oh, he looks stunning, doesn't he? Like, would I look good with long hair? She was like, I think you would look good with long hair, but you should remember that this is like a post-apocalyptic world. And like, there's a reason that he looks like that. Mm. Like, and I was like, no, I think he looked like that before. So it's fine.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. But I still, in case anyone's not seen it. But yeah, I think if you look like Papa Finchie, that's absolutely fair play. Send us some photos, so I want to see this, and we'll see if you look at it okay or not. That's the thing, is like I feel like lookalikes for the Finchies, while it is good thing, I don't know, like if you'd be like, oh, I woke up this morning, I look like Mama Finchie, you're like, yeah, that's pretty good. I would start to change bits.
I'd say there's probably worse Finchies to look like than Papa Finchie.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, for example,
absolutely
Chimpy
fair
Finchie.
Play. Fair play.
Or the one that literally, the one that we actually call a frog.
Yeah.
With the tattoo of a sun on
humanity.
His face.
Yeah, the one that literally can't blink.
Yeah, he's like, every moment I live is agony.
If you look like him, you should change.
Thank you very much, sir. Right now, if you want to get in touch with us, you can. bit.ly/shieldup, capital S, capital U. See you next week.
Bye-bye.